Because that's the bottom line.
And let's go to tonight's Major League Baseball action. We've got two games, both of them National League Division Series games. And, of course, you can hear these games to start on ESPN Radio. 5:30, you can hear Brewers and Cubs. And then, wait a second, 5:30, you can hear Phillies and Dodgers. They're the first game tonight. And then Brewers and Cubs a little bit later on tonight after the completion of the first game. But tonight, today in Major League Baseball, first game, Phillies and Dodgers. Here's a spot where, yeah, who is going to bet against the Dodgers in this spot? Glasnow going for the Dodgers here. Sanchez, the game one starter, going for the Phillies. Minus 125, the Dodgers started out. They're up to minus 132 now in terms of being a money line favorite. And here's something where, yet again, we're looking to fade the public. And the public, once again, is on the Dodgers here. 68% of the tickets, 60% of the money is on the Dodgers. So I'm taking the Phillies here. Over the years, if you just simply do nothing over other than fade the public in the baseball playoffs, 362 up, 356 down, that's only 50%, but you're taking so many underdogs that you make a lot of bang for your buck. We had the Phillies last night. Why not take them again tonight? We're taking them tonight. The big-time money line play here. Give me the Phillies in this one tonight. Getting about a plus 112 consensus right now, as we always say, shop around. I'm taking the Phillies again tonight to push this to a game five. If you talk about some pressure. These might be the best two teams left, Phillies and Dodgers. We'll talk a lot about that. Also, the total here, sitting at 8. It opened 7.5, sitting at 8 now. Of course, I'm playing the under, but it's a spot where, yeah, if this might be the kind of defensive game we're looking for tonight. 7.5, getting up to 8. I like the under here, too. I'm playing the under in this one as well. The unders are pretty much a 52% winner so far in these playoffs. They split last night. I think they're two games over in the playoffs. They're not doing as well as they have in the past. But I'm taking the under here in this one. Like Phillies and Dodgers under, as well as the Phillies, the fate of the public play here. Here's my favorite game of the night, and we're going back to the same game last night that I said was my favorite game of the night. Brewers and Cubs. Game one starters. Peralta for the Brewers. Boyd for the Cubs. This line started with the Cubs about a minus 110. We've seen some line move towards the Brewers here in this one. And here's a spot where a lot of people are looking at the starting pitchers. They look at what happened the first game. And that first game, Peralta looked good. Boyd got blown out of the water. 74% of the tickets, 79% of the money on the Brewers here to end this in 4 at Wrigley. They're about a minus 120 here. And yeah, we told you the money line splits because we're fading the public here. And the money line split fading the public is even better when you're on the home team. And that's what we're on tonight. If you do that over the years, 56% of the winners, 149 up, 115 down when fading the public in the playoffs, 11% ROI. Give me the Cubs here to push this one also to a game 7. And you get a home dog. That's what we like. We're taking both dogs tonight. Yet again, if you put the same amount of money on both the Phillies and the Cubs tonight, one of them win, you make a profit. That's all we're looking to do here on this one. So, yeah, we're taking the Cubs tonight. Another total that's sitting at 7 here. And, yeah, fading the public. Public's all on the over in this one. 88% of the tickets, 81% of the money on the over. Yeah, we're going under the total here, too. So, it's a broken record, but last night, we love the sound of it. We'll take the Phillies, we'll take the Cubs, and we'll go under in both baseball games. Don't forget, you can hear both these games tonight starting at 5:30 here on ESPN Radio with Phillies and Dodgers in that one. By the way, we do have Eagles and Giants tonight following baseball here on ESPN Radio. But enough talk about baseball. We've got football fever. And tonight, we are looking at the Thursday night football game in New York. The Giants and the Eagles are getting together. Eagles suffered their first loss of the season against Denver over the weekend. And if you look at the numbers, they should feel very fortunate and lucky that they are 4-1. They are number 28 right now in the league in yards per play margin. The Giants, they're 1-4. They're number 26 in the league in yards per play margin. We love yards per play as kind of a measuring stick on how good these teams are. The Giants had New Orleans down 14-3 over the weekend, and then turnovers, a big long 80-plus yard fumble return, and then all of a sudden the Giants lose. So if you're looking at a team with a low total here, that's Philly. But how are we looking at this game from a handicapping perspective? Eagles and Giants. 4-1 Eagles, 1-4 Giants. Easy, right? This line open. Philadelphia about a 7.5-point favorite. Public, of course they're on the defending Super Bowl champion. Who wouldn't be on them instead of Jackson Dart and the Giants? But despite the fact that we've seen more than 75% of the tickets and money on the Eagles, this line has stayed at 7.5 consensus. There are some places where you can see the Giants at 7 now. I wonder how that happened. Reverse line move? Maybe. Just a hair? How are we playing this game tonight? We're taking the Giants. Betting against the public. Nobody's on the Giants here in this one. It is a division game. You can call it reverse line move. You can call it a line freeze. Primetime underdogs this year. 11-5 against the spread. 55% overall since 2020. So, when this when a primetime dog is getting 6.5 or more points, like the Giants are tonight, move that line up to 61% since COVID 2020. So there you go. Divisional dogs, just taking straight divisional dogs, you do hit 54% since 2019. Doesn't matter where they're playing, when they're playing, just a built-in kind of system. Always look to play divisional dogs. Jalen Hurts is in a spot here where I'm not so sure that he does very well if you look at the numbers. Jalen Hurts, yeah, last seven games where he has been a favorite of 7 or more points, he is 0-7 against the spread. This is a Super Bowl winning team here we're looking at too. I'm taking the Giants tonight, getting 7.5 at home. And when you see it's kind of like college football, low total. Total is 40.5 in this one. You'd like to take the dogs with a low total. We're taking the Giants here, getting 7.5. Feel one of our favorite bets of the night. Looking at the total here, this thing opened 43.5. It's down to 40.5, the old divisional under. So far this year, divisional unders, 58%, 11-8. And if you look at them since 2017, they're 54%, 310 up, 260 down. So that's how we're playing this one. Primetime unders, Mark Sullivan, they're only 50% this year, 99, but they are 59% since COVID 2020, 199 up, 145 down. So, yeah, we're looking to play the under the total. No wind, no Dylan Godet special in this one here tonight, but we will be playing under the total here in this one. It is the old divisional under that we love to play. So, yeah, that's divisional under so far this year, 11-8, too. So, there you go. We're taking that. What about a prop? Let's look at some prop culture. Who's been the, anybody could go Saquon Barkley over rushing yards against his former team. A.J. Brown going over receiving yards after complaining last week and kind of being a malcontent. Yeah, that's great. What about Scattaboo? Yes, Cam Scattaboo. Over 12.5 receiving yards right now. There is rumor that Tyrone Tracy will be coming back for the Giants. Maybe that's going to affect his line, but this is a low number. Cam Scattaboo, over 12.5 receiving yards. It is a low nut line. Yeah, in the last, since Tracy went down, Scattaboo has had 13 targets, and he's had 10 catches for 87 yards in three games. Average that out, yeah, that's a lot more than 12.5 per game. And, yeah, they do have Devin Singletary around, too. No Darius Slayton. We've seen Malik Nabers is out now for a couple of weeks. Yeah, here's a spot where I love Scattaboo. Over 12.5 receiving yards. You can bring back Tyrone Tracy all you want. Scattaboo is going to get the targets. And Cam Scattaboo got 7 targets last week. 6 catches, 45 yards. Yeah, he is a player in this offense in the receiving end. 12.5 receiving yards. I'm going over. That's my favorite play of the night. Cam Scattaboo, over 12.5 receiving yards. So our Mac Daddy Stogies in baseball and football tonight. Oh, by the way, college football, look out for a windy under potentially down at Georgia Southern. The total has dropped from 62 to 59.5. Then the wind, watch out for the wind in that one. That's kind of one to look out for. In fact, we'll make that a Mac Daddy Stogie. It is a windy under. Southern Miss at Georgia Southern. Gamblers Anonymous special under the 59.5. So how are we playing these games tonight? Major League Baseball, stick with the system. Billy Joel taught us back all the way back in the day. Yeah, keep the faith. Keep the faith in systems that have worked for you. Phillies and Cubs on the money line tonight. We're also taking under in both games in Major League Baseball. We're going to take the under the total in the college football, Southern Miss and Georgia Southern, windy under 59.5. And the National Football League, give me the Giants and the points, 7.5. Let's go under the total, 40.5. And the prop of the night, prop culture, Cam Scataboo, over 12.5 receiving yards. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take them to the desert and smoke them. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, we got faith in you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you very much.